This is a moment to reflect on feelings of unworthiness, as Elder Jorge M. Alvarado encourages us to make use of Christ's atonement in our repentance process.
As we come unto Jesus Christ and our path of sincere repentance, you will eventually lead us to the Savior's holy temple. What a righteous motive to strive to be clean, to be worthy of the fullness of the blessings made possible by our Heavenly Father and His Son through sacred temple covenants. Serving regularly in the house of the Lord, striving to keep the sacred covenants we make there, will increase both our desire and our ability to experience the change of heart, mind, and soul necessary for us to become more like our Savior. President Russell M. Nelson has testified, "Nothing will open the heavens more than worshiping in the temple. Nothing." My dear friends, do you feel inadequate? Do you feel unworthy? Are you second-guessing yourselves? Perhaps you might worry and ask, do I measure up? Is it too late for me? Why do I keep failing when I'm trying my absolute best? Well, brothers and sisters, surely we will make mistakes in our lives along the way. But please remember that as Elder Gary W. Gunn has taught, our Savior atonement is infinite and eternal. Each of us strays and falls short. We may for a time lose our way. God lovely assures us that no matter where we are or what we have done, there is no point of no return. He waits ready to embrace us. As my dear Carrie Lou has also taught me, we need to repent, rewind, and reset the time to 0 o'clock every single day. Obstacles will come. Let us not wait for things to get hard before turning to God. Let us not wait until the end of our mortal life to truly repent. Instead, let us now, no matter which part of the covenant path we're on, focus on the redemptive power of Jesus Christ and on Heavenly Father's desire for us to return. The Lord's house, His holy scriptures, His holy prophet and apostles inspire us to strive to our personal holiness through the doctrine of Christ.
That was an excerpt from Elder Jorge M. Alvarado's talk, Embrace the Lord's Gift of Repentance. This is a moment to reflect.